Everybody, Adam at Flash Building here. Today's lesson, I'm going to show you how to create your own custom button sounds from scratch. Because you don't want to go around using all these regurgitated button sounds that you get online that everybody else and their mother uses, because that's not cool. And how do you think all those button sounds were created in the first place? That's what we'll be showing you today, how to create custom button sounds. And we're going to be using Fruity Loops Studio 9 to create it. So first, let's create an ActionScript3 file. I'm working in Flash CS3, but you can be in CS4 or CS5 or any of the old Flash versions. And let's create a button. So let's say we have a button here. Let's make it brr button. Now let's give it a rounded. There we go. That's good. Now let's right-click it. Convert the symbol. Button symbol, and if you'd like to make yours a movie clip, animated movie clip button, you can go to develop.php, which shows you how to make use sound anywhere in your action script, because movie clip buttons are action script based mostly, so you would have to put the sound within your action script, which is very easy. But for this lesson, I'm going to show you how to just do it on a regular button type symbol. But if you wanted a movie clip symbol and you wanted to add that sound to the button through ActionScript, that little lesson I showed you right here, it's in the Flash section at develop.php.com. Use sound anywhere in your ActionScript can be applied. But like I said, for this one, regular button symbol. Press OK. Now we have a button symbol. Let's go inside of it. Let's press on the over state, press F6, put a keyframe. On the down state, let's also put a keyframe. Now in the over state, let's make it a different color. Maybe, I don't know, a lighter brr. There we go. And now, let's give it another layer. On this layer is where I'm going to put the sound. So I want the sound on my down state, which is click. So we'll put F6, press F6 on the down state. And now we're all ready to get a sound made up. And let's see, let's make one more layer. And let's put there some text. My button. Make that white. Make it a better font. I don't like Times New Roman. Arial's good. Okay. My button. So now we're going to put the sound right here. Let's even name this layer. Sound. Name this one text. This one bass. Alrighty. Now we go into Fruity Loops. Create the sound from scratch. Okay, so here we are in Fruity Loops Studio 9. And I'm going to show you how easy this is. Let's close all this up. Get back to where we'd be when the file or when the program opens. Okay, so this is what you'll see when the program opens, something sort of like this. What you want to do is go into Packs, and I'm going to go into Shapes, Citrus, and I'm going to use this Citrus Shape 8. Right-click it, Send to Selected Channel, and you can see up here the kick channel is selected, which is the kick drum. I'm going to go to Send to Selected Channel. I right-clicked it, Send to Selected Channel, you see? And now I'm going to make this one bar. So you can make this however many bars you like. I'm going to make it one bar. And let's go ahead and open up the piano roll. You go up here to piano roll. And now once you apply it, I'm going to bring this volume down just a bit. Right about there. Now right when I click in here, it's going to I'm going to hear the sound, and I can then manipulate it. Its tone. So let's move it up, move it down, move it up, move it down. Anywhere in that spectrum you want. I'm going to make mine a nice high button sound. Even higher than that. That's good. Now you can see it placed that sound within that channel. So if you press play, okay. Now we go to File. And let's export MP3 file. Let's just name it beep. And this is going to be on the desktop. Save. Start. Okay, now the file is on our desktop. Let's minimize this and I'll show you the file on the desktop. And there it is. Open it in your media player and you'll hear it. See? Okay. Now let's go back into Flash. And here on that frame, on the down state of this button, is where we want to add that sound. So all we have to do for that is go into File, Import, to Library, that beep.mp3. And you can see, there it is in my library. So I'm going to go to this down state, this keyframe here. I'm going to go down to the bottom, into the Properties panel, where it says Sound. I'm going to put beep from the library. Now I'm going to press Control Enter to test it out. Pretty cool, huh? So any kind of sound I want, and then you can further edit that sound. Say I didn't want it to be so long. I can take this bar right here, drag it in, and it'll only be a short beep now. Press OK, Control Enter. Pretty cool, huh? So that's how you can create your own sounds so you don't sound like everybody else with their button sounds online. And this is how sounds get created from scratch. Somebody uses an audio tool to create certain sound effects, and then everybody on the web uses the same button beep sounds. I don't think that's really cool. I think it's better to make your own sounds. I wanted to ask you guys within this video if you guys are hip to learning how to use Fruity Loops Studio 9 to create your own musical compositions, because I'm pretty dang good in Fruity Loops Studio. I've used Fruity Loops since way back when, and I have a whole sound recording studio on my computer. So I have a USB keyboard, I have the Lexicon Omega Tower so I can run live guitars and microphones and bass guitars and drums, anything I want I can run straight through my Lexicon Omega Tower, and it can go USB into your keyboard. So if you guys are hip to learning how to create songs or musical compositions or whatever using Fruity Loops Studio 9, I'll start a whole little playlist of how to use Fruity Loops Studio 9 and sound equipment like the keyboard or guitars or whatever to record your music. And all you need is a tracking program. So if you use Fruity Loops Studio, actually Fruity Loops Studio can do tracking as well. But maybe you want to use something like Audacity for tracking, or you know, Pro Tools or anything like that. I can show you the whole in and outs of how to make songs and music on your own, you know, custom compositions. So I just wanted to extend that offer to you guys, and you can let me know in the comment section below the video if you'd like to learn how to use Fruity Loops Studio to do more things like make music. I'll show you how to use the whole program and all the ins and outs of it. But for this one, that's pretty much it. You can see how simple it was to make a custom button sound. And Fruity Loops has a huge sound archive. There's just not the shapes and everything. There's all kind of sounds in here. Drum kits, pianos, organs, whatever. So just let me know if you guys want to learn more about it, and I'll show more about it. But otherwise, that's how you create custom button sounds from scratch, so you don't have to use everybody else's regurgitated button sounds. Okay, peace.